Testimony continues today in Houston in the federal trial of the Arthur Andersen accounting firm. Andersen is charged with obstructing justice. It's accused of intentionally destroying Enron-related documents that might have been incriminating. Andersen was Enron's auditor before the energy trading company filed for bankruptcy in December. The judge in the case is known informally as the janitor in charge for cleaning up the Enron mess. Not only is she presiding over the Andersen trial, she's also overseeing the civil lawsuits involving Enron. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with Bruce Nichols of the Dallas Morning News about Judge Melinda Harmon.
Judge Harmon was appointed to the federal bench in Houston by President Ronald Reagan. She's a conservative Republican and a devout Catholic. She's best known for jailing freelance reporter Vanessa Leggett for refusing to turn over notes about a defendant in a murder trial. But Bruce Nichols says her past decisions won't be much help in predicting the outcome of the Andersen trial.
It's an interesting case partly because in the past she has favored corporation over individual plaintiffs and has favored the government against criminal defendants, because in this case she has a corporation that's accused of criminal behavior. So some observers have said all bets may be off in the Andersen criminal case.
And what's her style in the courtroom?
It's a little bit like going to your grandmother's for tea. She's very genteel, but you always know who's in charge. When I first started covering the pretrial hearings where they're, you know, the lawyers are arguing back and forth and she has herds of lawyers in there to deal with, I was struck at her patience and courtesy. She had, you know, dozens of lawyers before her, each wanting to make their case, some of them very aggressive, and she managed through a combination of firmness and friendliness to move things forward.
And can you tell immediately where her feelings lie?
No, but I think in the early going in this Andersen prosecution, she has ruled several times on important matters in favor of the prosecution.
In what ways?
She is allowing the government to present evidence of past wrongdoing by Andersen. And in this particular case, Andersen has a history in cases last year involving Sunbeam and waste management. Andersen's accounting was found to be deceptive.
And that was a clear victory for the prosecution, letting that past history be admitted.
Basically, observers of the trial say that that, coupled with the testimony of former Andersen partner David Duncan, who has struck a deal with the prosecution, probably means that Andersen's toast.
Now, she's also the judge in the civil cases against Enron.
Yes, she has not only this criminal case, but she has consolidated civil cases against Enron, Andersen, and other defendants. And she has Enron's lawsuit against Dynegy, Inc., the other energy company that for a brief period was thought to be headed for merger with Enron, rescuing Enron.
Are there any conflicts of interest there?
I think it's unusual that one judge would have all of these cases, but I haven't heard anyone suggest that there's some sort of conflict of interest on her part.
Do other judges and do other lawyers think that she can handle all those cases?
This is probably the biggest load she's shouldered in her career, but most lawyers in town and some of the other judges say that she is tough-minded, very bright, and perfectly capable of handling this load.
Bruce Nichols is Houston Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. I'm Madeline Brand, NPR News in Washington.